Hello, this is Nuala. D-Day tribute takes place at campus. Civic leaders gathered for an annual service to pay tribute to servicemen who took part in the D-Day campaign during the Second World War. On Saturday, the annual D-Day memorial service took place at the Harwell Stone at Harwell Science and Innovation Campus. The stone marks the end of the runway from which soldiers took off from RAF Harwell on the night of June the 5th, 1944, in Horsair gliders towed by aircraft to land in Normandy and capture key installations in advance of the D-Day landings. The gliders were carrying troops from the 6th Airborne Division. The soldiers were among the first British forces to land in Normandy during the main assault for the liberation of Europe. Last year's service included the unveiling of a new sculpture designed by Charlotte Holmes. The artwork is inspired by the curved wooden bulkheads of the Horsair gliders. Made almost entirely of plywood with a canvas skin, each Horsair had a wingspan of 27 metres and length of 20 metres, weighed almost 7 tonnes and carried 28 airborne soldiers. And there's a photograph of here of the D-Day memorial service at Harwell campus, and it shows a lot of very important people standing round a stone, which I'm assuming is the Harwell stone at Harwell Science and Innovation Campus, and very businesslike and smart they look too.